Summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 summertime.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here at 1480 AM KPHX. And of course, the summertime songs continue. Greg Isaac, Joseph Ferdo, Eric Reinert. Joseph, what song is this?
Summertime, Summertime.
Is
by
that
the
really
Janies.
What it's called?
Yeah. Well, Summertime, Summertime.
Oh, so you got to have the both summertime.
Both, yes.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a comma in it or what.
So this is back to like the 50s era type of stuff.
Probably.
I think it's like 60s.
60s.
By the Janies.
Shouldn't it be called Some Summertime?
Some Summertime. Some.
Speaking of that, the gentleman and his little assistant who were helping you out on the break, not really helping, but just
coaching, picking
up some information on you, he sings a great song about summer. I'm curious if maybe we'll hear that later. You don't have to say, but it should be interesting. Judging from your look, I won't say.
Okay.
So a lot of great stuff obviously coming up this summer. We talked about some of the action films coming up. I know Eric's really looking forward to Expendables 3.
I think he's more excited about Transformers.
I saw the first Transformer and maybe part of the second. And
Eric's disappointed that his boy Shy is not in it. I could just tell, right?
I'm disappointed that Megan Fox
absolutely.
Isn't in it.
As we mentioned, it was just horrible.
I need me some Megan Fox. If she's not in it, I'm sorry.
At least you got her with the Turtles movie, April O'Neil.
Actually, I am talking. I might have an interview with the lead actress from Transformers.
I'm surprised.
Oh, okay.
On that, yeah. I'm surprised Megan Fox has any jobs after she made the anti-Semitic comment.
Yes.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, they're not religious.
Look what it did to Mel Gibson.
Yeah. You know, Taylor Williamson in our next hour, he's got some great religious jokes. I don't know if we can say these on the air, but...
I'd have to pre-screen them.
Right. Well, he would. You might want to check him out on YouTube. Not you. I'm saying that, you know, if he... I'm sure he's done radio interviews before.
So he knows how to tell a joke without getting us in trouble.
Yeah. Well, he's been on America's Got Talent. If you can say it on America's Got Talent, which is a family show.
I can always dump it.
All right, you can always dump it. Don't dump Taylor Williamson.
Well, if he says something bad, I will, and then I'll hang up on him, too.
No.
That's the protocol here at 1480 KPHX. Hang up, then dump.
Yes.
That's your philosophy with women as well. All right, let's talk.
No, I've had the same girlfriend for 11
years. Well, prior to that.
Eric's been doing well.
You'd hang up and then dump.
No.
I've always been quite the loyal guy.
All right. Well, let's talk about some dramas instead. On June 6th, we've got The Fault in Our Stars.
The Fault in Our Stars?
Yeah. You know, that's got a young
Shailene Woodley.
From The Divergent.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen the trailer.
I just saw her in a movie the other day. Yeah. I forget what movie it was.
The Descendants?
No. It was on Netflix. I'm trying to remember. Or Amazon, one of the two. I forget what it was. But it was... I'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, it is about
because she has cancer.
Yeah, she's
in
got
the film.
Cancer. Yeah, so it's kind of like.
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah, kind of like that. The synopsis kind of reminds me of that Mandy Moore movie where she was dying.
Oh, yeah.
I forget the name. Walk to Remember.
Oh, I know what it was. It was
Walk to Remember.
Spectacular
right.
Now.
Spectacular Now. That's a good movie.
Yeah,
that's a good one. And, you know, Lullaby on June 13th.
Lullaby,
really? Yeah, that one's got a pretty big cast in it as
Amy
well.
Amy Adams.
Yeah,
Garrett
Amy
Hedlund.
Adams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, so if you're into some serious movies, that might be one for you. It's all about the father is dying and they want to take him off life support. And
he's been away from his family, so he's kind of told. Yeah.
Yeah, so some complicated stuff there. I'm sure that Dave is going to love this one on June 20th.
Which one? Where is Dave?
He is gone.
Yes.
Go ahead, Joseph.
MIA.
You digress.
Right. Well, on June 20th, and I think on June 21st, it is going to be all about this movie on Breakthrough Entertainment, Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys. You know, it's based on the musical, the Broadway musical. I know that Dave loves those. He's going to be reviewing Mamma Mia tomorrow.
In fact, he last night, as we can see from our Facebook page, some reason someone posted without letting some of us know. I guess he saw the Rat Pack last night on his trip to Vegas, or maybe that was this morning, probably last night. But Christopher Walken...
Yeah.
And that. So great cast.
Great cast. It's directed by
Clint Eastwood.
Well, because when you think of Clint Eastwood, you think of musicals.
I just think of a chair.
I know.
Yeah.
Get off my note.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know. That fell flat. Again, Taylor Williamson does these better.
But speaking of reality shows. He was on that reality show, or his ex-wife and his daughter and all those people were on it. I did see yeah. one episode of that, I think.
But. Yeah. Yeah, the... when they
sort of yeah, awkward yeah, yeah.
And so yeah, our June 21st show will probably be our Jersey Boys show.
We Jersey Boys show, okay,
music from the movie, or we might do a musical show, we'll see. I'm still working on that one.
That's your type of thing there. I will be sure not to show up to that show.
That's fine.
That will be my day off, right?
That could be your day off. I'm sure that Dave and I will have a blast with the Jersey Boys show.
Yeah, I'd like to miss that too, but I can't.
I won't fit in with that one.
Now, we need to make sure that we get a webcam before July 26th.
I don't know about that.
We need a webcam before July 26th.
What's the reasoning behind this?
Because
one or many?
Many probably, because on July 25th, no, oh. not yet. July, we're still talking about drama. We're still talking about drama.
Well, that has some drama in it.
Right. Well, and I didn't know, this movie kind of didn't fit anywhere.
Yeah.
But I put it under drama. But it's going to be our dance show on July 26th, because July 25th is Step Up All In.
Wow.
I don't know. You don't love the Step Up franchise? Have you ever seen any of them?
Joseph, no. I have been looking forward to Step Up All In.
You know that I
for
love...
For 3 years now.
My friend Shannon loves dancing. She loves the Step Up franchise. I love the Step Up franchise. I know thousands of people... Channing Tatum loves the Step Up franchise.
He does. Absolutely.
Yeah, and he's an alcoholic. Okay. That's what he said.
Right. Okay. Well... Anyway, Step Up
that,
All
that's
In.
That's the only thing that got him through making that step up that Channing Tatum, unfortunately,
well,
happened to
be in. He watched it drunk.
Well, nah. it's all right. Well, it's amazing, the franchise. I love it. You know, Step Up All In is kind of like X-Men Days of Future Past mm-hmm. for the dance film franchise. It brings everyone back from all the, well, not everyone.
From all the step ups.
Yeah, all the step ups, they all come back. You know, that's why it's All In. Get it? Yeah. Really cool title there, huh?
Yeah. They play a little poker, too, while they're at it.
Well, yeah, so and we're going to have a blast on our dance show. So, yeah, we need to get a webcam. We need some Google on air.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'll tell you about that. I thought of some ways to do the webcam situation.
Oh, okay.
We just need a webcam. And
Skype.
We don't want to Skype.
Skype.
We got to broadcast it. We don't want to just Skype it to one person.
We use Skype when we do the Tom Hartman show, and that goes over. I don't know how they do it, but that goes over to everybody.
Okay,
we'll have to talk to Mr. Hartman about it. Now,
it goes to like you can do it to Ustream or something.
We'll get it all set up. So, do you like You've Got Served and those ones too?
I don't like You've Got
so
Served.
So you're just strictly
or
step
when
up.
They're when they're stomp the yard. No, I don't want to stomp or anything.
But
I just want to step up.
You don't like Stomp the Yard?
No.
This is the greatest stomping film I've ever seen. What these guys are doing.
The greatest stomping.
It was fantastic.
They're over. Who cares about a fraternity stomping?
It was great.
I don't know.
I was going around stomping around the street.
No,
it was fantastic.
I know.
Oh, man. But stepping up, I don't know.
But, oh, come on.
You know, I mean.
You know that our friend from Your Next, she was in one of the Step Up
she
movies.
She was, the last one, right? Or was it part three?
I think it was part three. Wait, what are we on right now?
Part five? Part six?
I don't even know. Let's move on to the next one. You know, Stan Robinson, my colleague over at AZ Weekly.
Oh, Channing just sent us a message saying, don't remind me. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he must be drunk.
Well, yeah.
My colleague over at AZ Weekly, Stan Robinson, the movie that he's looking forward to most this summer is a drama. It's called Get On Up.
It's not
August 1st.
Step Up All In?
No,
I'm disappointed.
That's mine. Stan. That's mine. That's mine.
That's really?
That really. Really. Step
no
Up All In
anymore,
is,
really.
No joking at all.
Wow.
Step Up All In is my pick of the summer
that I cannot wait to see. Wait, what's this one that Stan wants to see?
Get On Up.
Get On Up.
And of course, when you think of Get On Up,
you're stepping up and you're getting on up.
Well, yeah, but this is a couple weeks later. One week later on August 1st.
Just think of something else.
James Brown.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, Get On Up.
Get On Up.
Yeah, I got
get
you.
Get On Up.
Okay.
Get On Up.
Interesting.
All right. So it's kind of a biopic about him.
Dan Aykroyd is in there. Very cool. Craig Robinson.
So it could be good. And
good cast,
Then the 100-Foot Journey...
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah, The 100-Foot Journey. I think Helen Mirren is in this movie. That opens on August 8th. That's supposedly a serious movie, and I think it's about India or something like that. But I don't know.
Yeah.
This is all the way in August, and drama is not exactly my favorite genre, but...
It's so exciting.
I haven't seen a trailer for it yet, but... If I Stay is another drama, opens on August 22nd. If I Stay...
And... Chloe Grace Morris, one of the best young actresses out there.
She's from Kick-Ass.
Very, very
cute. Absolutely.
You can say that now.
Still
probably.
A little young, man.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not going there. But she's a cute girl.
That's enough. We have people Kathleen, coming in now.
Kathleen,
to talk
if
about.
You're listening,
she knows. We both agree. She was on 30 Rock, and okay. when we watched,
oh no,
that, we both agreed.
Oh no, I'm not talking wow. about that. We have some. What's the guy's name from NBC? Dateline NBC. Chris Hansen coming in to talk
oh,
to Eric about
it's
this.
It's one of those fake setups.
Yes, hey, you absolutely. Want some cookies?
That was I'll be right back. I'm going to get you some lemonade.
Yeah. That was the funniest thing, right?
And the greatest thing is when Chris Hansen would come in, these people would go, "Hi, sir. How are you?" It's like,
and
he's like, "Who's that? Her father?"
And you know, and then you got
are you joining the fun?
When you're going to Walmart or something, the Girl Scouts, they say this same exact thing. "Hey, you want some cookies?" I'm like, "No, not at all."
You
know,
Girl Scout cookies?
I hate when kids approach me at the supermarket. I hate that. Just get away from me.
I know exactly. All right. Well, I think we've gone off on a tangent again, but the last drama of the season is When the Game Stands Tall, August 22nd. When the Game Stands Tall is a football movie. I'm sure that we will probably have a football show all around that movie.
I won't show up for that either.
You don't like football?
Oh, I can't stand football.
I can't stand sports at all, but I'm still really? Organizing this thing.
I don't like it either.
I'm even more weird because I love hockey. Baseball, basketball is pretty good. But
they're all the same.
Is
hockey
like
and football are very
there.
Similar.
Not at all, man.
Well, August 22nd.
Yes, one's a game of speed. One's a game of just slowness and stupidity.
Game of speed?
Yes.
So like Game of Thrones? All right. Yes. Well, let's talk about some comedies. I know this is probably your favorite.
Maybe we'll lively up the crowd a little bit.
Yeah, of course, we brought it a downer.
Well, I prefer
drama.
Porn myself. The comedy comes out. Well, actually, you can mix them together. You know,
a
lot
funny
of
porn
them,
movie.
A lot of them are great like that.
Well, before we talk about comedies, by the way, our number is 602-252-1480 602-252-1480. Give us a call if you want to talk about summer movies, if you have any that you're looking forward to, or maybe you've seen something. Of course, you can also
something
find us
recent.
On Facebook.
Yeah,
call in, gosh darn it.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. But before we get to that, let's talk about some comedies. Of course, another movie that opened yesterday, we're not reviewing it today. Again, some complications with the screening. May 23rd, that was yesterday, Blended. You know that.
Adam
you don't even
Sandler
have to look that one up.
Back.
Yeah, Adam Sandler is back with Drew Barrymore. I love The Wedding Singer.
Did you say you already saw this?
51st Dates was good.
No,
too.
I didn't see
it. He didn't see it.
It came out yesterday. I just didn't see it.
You didn't get a screener?
No, I didn't get a screener, and they did screen it, but it was screened far away. I'm trying to pick and choose the movies.
Like, what's far away?
That was Tempe Marketplace.
And you live up in New River?
Yes.
That's far.
Yeah. So it's quite kind of a drive. I'm willing to drive
Mr.
for something.
Mr. Sandler wasn't worth it.
Like, I'll drive for
but
Step
Terry
Up All
Crews
In,
isn't
but,
it? And
but
you
not for Adam Sandler.
It?
No.
Because, but Terry, this is a Terry Crews film, Terry even Crews. If he just has a minor role.
Well, even
just
Drew Barrymore, she used to be attractive, and now
she
I don't
still
know.
Is.
She's,
do you ever hang out at the Roadrunner?
Yeah.
That's where they made, you know why it's called the Roadrunner, right?
Why?
Because there was a Charlie Sheen biker movie that they changed the name of the bar and put the Roadrunner up for that movie, and it stayed that same way.
That movie was filmed at my parents' service station, actually, as well. Beyond the Law, first it was called Fixing
the
Shadow.
Yeah.
It was filmed at my
the name
parents.
Of the bar.
You don't have to dump this. The name of the the name of the gas station, service station, was Jackass Acres.
I don't have to dump that.
Yeah, you don't have to dump that because everyone knows it. It's popular.
Is that still your gas station's name?
Well, it's no longer. Now it's Jackass Acres Canine Corral. It's turned into a dog park.
Oh, okay. So you no longer own the pump-up station. Now it's a dog park.
Yeah, we pick up the poop. So no, you pick up your own poop.
Sometimes dogs need
a
little fuel.
Take them out there.
Yes.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, but
pump the dog with some gas. Kevin Nealon in it.
I did
course.
Meet Charlie Sheen, by the way. He was not very polite at all.
Yeah,
neither was
imagine.
His father when I met him a couple years after that.
Martin
Sheen
what?
Was the worst actor I've ever met. I'm sorry. I refused to interview him a couple years ago because he was so rude to me when I met him at the service station.
Oh,
Charlie
man.
Sheen, I'll forgive because he's just nutty and
So his father prices. Came to the filming. Was
no, he
in
came
it?
A few years later and to get. To fuel up. He just stopped in and
yeah, it's where all the actors hang out is New River.
Well, you have to get gas, right?
I guess so.
Well, anyway.
Even Martin Sheen needs his gas, but wow. But, poor Joseph, a bad experience there with Martin.
No.
I was going to say this. I might be one of the few. I really thought Grown Ups 2 was funny. Maybe it just
really?
Shows I'm
well,
just
you also
an
like
idiot.
This is the End.
I did. I loved it. I did. Grown Ups 2, it was, yeah, it's a stupid movie, but I thought it was almost so stupid in a good way that it made it sort of funny. Now, part of it I know is because of all the Adam Sandler movies I've seen and stuff I know behind the scenes about the guys, so you can see, okay, it sort of blends in.
I have heard that in Blended, all the supporting cast funnier than, you know.
Than some of the others?
Yeah, than some of, you know, mainly Adam Sandler.
Right.
I don't think he's funny anymore.
And I haven't heard much about it, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see it eventually. We'll catch up with some of these.
Him and Drew Barrymore do have good chemistry together, that part.
I will agree with that. Yeah. I will agree with, you know, again, Wedding Singer, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Great
50 First Dates, it was okay.
It was good. It was a little different.
Yeah. It was, you know, he was going downhill there. But next week, I'm trying to pull this together. It will probably be our Western show, Breakthrough Entertainment's Western show, because on May 30th, it is, that's when
A
Million Ways to Die in the West, Seth MacFarlane wrote and directed it and also stars in it, along with Amanda Seyfried.
Yes.
Saw her on Ellen the other day, kind of growing a liking to her again.
Very good. Yeah. Because the reason you stop liking her, it's
she
it's
showed
very
too much
weird.
Bosom.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Don't want her to sell herself to anyone but me.
I'm a little confused by this. You say, I want a crazy with crazy eyes. Or maybe you just want a crazy-eyed. But then, because Amanda Seyfried shows some action and gets it on.
I don't know. I think I confuse myself. I think I confuse my friends with all this.
Wasn't Steve Buscemi called Crazy Eye in one of the Adam Sandler movies?
Yeah, Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, I wasn't attracted to him, though. But Amanda Seyfried, of course, a huge cast in that as well.
Oh, yeah. As you know, I mean, well, I think all of us in here. Well, Eric, you like Seth MacFarlane, right?
Yeah, Ted was a funny, funny movie.
Love it. And can't wait to
see
Neil
Patrick Harris.
I
want to
see the new
one.
Yeah, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
have you seen that?
No, I'm going to be seeing it in within the week, and it's our Western show on May 31st, because it opens on May 30th. So, you know, next Saturday is our Western show. Stay tuned. We got a lot of awesome things planned.
Yes.
I would think that your favorite movie of the summer, the one that you're anticipating the most, opens on June 13th. It's called 22 Jump Street.
Absolutely. Well, the great thing with this summer is there's a couple, because Million Ways to Die in the West, you know, I'm obviously very excited for. But yeah, 22 Jump Street. 21 Jump Street was probably my favorite movie of 2012.
Okay.
Hilarious. Love Jonah Hill. Love Channing Tatum. Even though Channing Tatum gets drunk because of a step-up experience, we'll forgive him for that. And that's probably why he does it, because he had to be in such awful film. Sorry, Joseph.
You've never seen it.
I know.
You go back and watch the other four movies, and you will see how awesome Step Up is.
All right. Let's see if I can make time for it, maybe a couple years from now.
No, you got to catch up before Step Up.
Not happening. Huh? But, 22 Jump Street looks great.
You're going
again
to college.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
So we'll see if that's any good. And June 20th, Think Like a Man 2.
Yes.
2TOO. I don't know.
That's Kevin Hart back in this one?
Yeah,
again?
Kevin Hart's back in it. And I just saw About Last Night. Did you see that movie came out earlier this year?
I saw the original.
About Last Night.
With Demi Moore and Rob Lowe.
This is probably a little more racy.
Okay.
There is so many. Every other word in this movie is the word that goes between.
Starts with an F.
Yeah. I was trying to do the letters around it, because I didn't know if I could even say that. But yeah, it starts with that letter.
Okay. Look at Eric's face.
Yeah, I know.
No, but I didn't see About Last Night, but I did see Think Like a Man, the original. I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
it was good.
The original Think Like a Man was okay, so we'll see if Think Like a Man 2 is okay. But About Last Night, I will recommend it. I don't like Kevin Hart.
Really?
I don't like his comedy, but I laughed quite a bit during About Last Night. It was okay.
Hold on.
I know you're good.
That's a remake of Rob Lowe.
Yeah, yes, it is a remake.
Right,
it is a remake, but it's
awful.
Very much updated, and so.
Kevin Hart's hilarious.
He's hilarious in this.
Funny little guy. Oh, well, that's good.
I'll tell you
that's
a joke
good.
During the break. We can't say it on the air,
yeah,
but it's a dirty
joke. Check it out sometime.
Yeah. All right. Well, then Melissa McCarthy is back July 2nd. Tammy.
Okay.
Just Tammy.
I saw the trailer for that recently.
Yeah.
And
she plays Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, Susan Sarandon, who's been on Mike and Molly. They've been kind of like doing the cross-promotion thing. And, you know, kind of using the TV show to promote the movie. And, yeah, Tammy, it looks funny. I mean, it looks basically like every other Melissa McCarthy movie, where she plays a disheveled
woman who... That's the only thing. She always sort of plays the same character, it seems like, at least
except for
from what
like
I've seen.
Molly.
I haven't seen that, and that's why... So I'm sure I haven't seen all her stuff.
Really?
But
Seth MacFarlane created Mike and Molly.
Really?
I'm kidding. He said that on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Okay.
He was joking.
I do like the Ellen show, but I haven't watched it. But Melissa, she's funny in bits. That's the thing. Sometimes maybe there could be too much. The one with Sandra Bullock I thought was good. The Heat, I think it was.
Yeah.
And
Bridesmaids was great.
Bridesmaids was really good. And this is 40 in her small role. I thought she did really well. I didn't really like the one with Jason
Identity
Bateman.
Theft.
Yes, and I thought I
or
would.
Identity
I was excited for that, and I don't know. Just after 20 minutes, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I know that one was. It was okay. I didn't hate it, but yeah, it was exactly. So we'll see. And then I'm starring in a movie that comes out on July 25th.
Yes.
I'm really excited. Me and a lot of my female companions.
Yes.
The movie's called Sex Tape.
Very good.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm.
Do
kidding.
Any of them look like Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, one of them actually does look like Cameron Diaz.
What about Rob Coddry?
I hope he's not in my sex tape.
Ellie Kemper also in this. But, yeah, I just finally saw the trailer for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it looks great, obviously, because of...
I don't want to look that up. I don't want to look the trailer up on my own connection, so I'll look it up on yours or something like that because I'm afraid I'll get something else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
very poorly titled
probably
movie.
Probably get some other action. But, no, but Jason Segel, obviously, just fantastic. And I like the look of it. It's different because I know people have brought up the movie with Seth Rogen, Zach and Mary make a porno.
Yes.
But this is different because they're actually a couple in this and kind of looking to spice things up.
And I cannot wait
for... Plus, Rob Corddry's in it.
Yeah, and he's always funny. I can't wait for the older people to go to the theater at the box office and see on the thing that says sex tape, and they're like, uh-oh, we've gone to the wrong place.
They're hurting all our kids. Oh, help us. Help us.
Or someone, you know, someone actually like afraid to buy a ticket. One for sex tape.
Yeah.
No, they
well,
say
that's
the
weird.
Sex tape.
One for sex tape?
One for the sex tape.
Yes, I'll be sitting in the back of the theater, please.
Yeah, is there any seats in the back of the theater?
There's special private seating in there.
And they get in there like, what? This is a comedy? Yes. I want my money back.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Rubens. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. He's my friend.
I know. He knows I'm kidding.
That's right. He raised you.
Yes. And again,
at your gas station.
6022. That's where I met him. 602-252.
You were dancing out in front of the gas station.
I was dancing in front of the gas station. Yeah, exactly.
He probably was. We see him here. Joseph loves his dancing and singing.
Yes.
Which
Charlie
okay.
Sheen watched me dance and sing. He didn't want to, but he watched me.
Well, you weren't.
No wonder why
him.
Martin Sheen was so angry at you.
Why is this kid singing?
Well, again, 602-252-1480. I still haven't
favorite.
I haven't finished filming the sex tape, so 602-252-1480.
Very good.
And one more,
Joseph, we do apologize. Myself and Eric agree. We don't want to see your tape.
That's okay. But we don't play it yet.
But we give you a lot of praise for being in this tape.
Unless it's the Bone Chicka Wow Wow music. One more movie that's a comedy. Let's Be Cops on August 13th.
This
Let's
looks
be
good.
Cops.
I like Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it,
that's
it
his name,
looks
right?
like a, yes, exactly. They've already been doing like screenings of it, but none press have been invited to. So it must be funny if they're inviting regular folks out, and either that or they're just trying to tweak it and make sure that it gets right.
Yeah.
So lots of great dramas and comedies coming out throughout the summer. And, so we'll
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit more in the next hour about horror thrillers and science fiction and family movies. But in the meantime, Greg Kinnear is going to take us into the break.
So
singing.
Now I can play it?
Now you can take it.
Greg Kinnear sings?
Summertime.
I know. I've had enough of him.
What? Come on. Greg Kinnear? I know you don't like
this
him.
This is
Stuck
from,
on You.
Yes, I like that.
I can't take him seriously in any way.
I
even
will
when
agree.
He's got someone attached
when
to his
he,
hide?
Even when he is in a serious movie, because he is in quite a few, too.
Yeah, he played Bob Crane in that one movie where he was
right.
murdered.
And your mama's good looking.
It's not a bad movie, but yeah, I agree with Eric where for some reason you almost think he's about to laugh at all times, well, even when he's in a dramatic
role. Doesn't he have
role.
A great voice, though, in this song?
Oh, one of the greatest songs I've ever heard.
The only thing he was good in was Movie 43, because that was like a perfect role for him, because you can't take him seriously.
He was great in this movie as well, and Stuck on
this
You.
This one was good.
And he was great in that movie where he invented the windshield wiper for the car.
I don't
I saw that, yeah.
Well, that was good.
Still couldn't take him seriously. No.
All right.
I'm
just
thinking about Eva Mendes.
We'll
right
agree
now,
to disagree.
So.
It's our summer preview here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yes.
And next, what do we got next?
I have no idea.
TV preview. We're going to be talking about all the other TV shows. I know, you're still thinking about Eva Mendes. Woo.
That's where we first got to know her, is stuck on you. But this is Breakthrough Entertainment right here, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's all right.
Summer breeze. Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, right here on 1480 KPHX, and a summer breeze would feel great. And actually, there is sort of a breeze, even
today,
though we're not
yes.
quite in summer yet. It's only like 90 today, which is cool. I mean, I got my jacket in here.
Come on, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's summer. That's why we're celebrating summer today.
I guess
Are you
so.
Eating pretzels?
I am. They're delicious. They're high-protein pretzels. Newman's Own Organics.
What are those, like $5?
They were on sale. No, that really they were, but they're delicious. If you want to try one,
I mean, I've
let
never
me
seen
know.
You eat anything but like granola bars and chocolate covered.
I was going to try to bring some type of lunch thing because I'll be here till like 2, so 5-hour day. But again, I failed to do that.
You know, Ellen does her live. She goes, "I'm going to do a live commercial," and I am here. I'm eating my Keebler Mini Fudge Stripes original.
Those are yummy, aren't they?
They are certainly yummy. Thank you so much, for Eric. And
there's
you know
like
what?
Two or three left.
I enjoy eating them any time of the day.
Right, like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Absolutely, and in the middle of the night when I wake up, you know, for a hankering for a snack.
Do you actually have those at home?
No, I don't. I don't know. What are you still here, Johnny?
I have Snyder's pretzels.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm doing a live commercial
Snyder's
for Keebler.
Snyder's of Hanover.
Oh,
whatever
yes.
that is.
And then I have a Kind Bar presented to you by...
this segment.
No, I have no idea. But this segment is presented by the North Mountain Brewing Company, 522 East Dunlap Avenue. Of course, go to northmountainbrewing.com. And Sunday brunch, as I always talk about, love it. I believe 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. But again, northmountainbrewing.com. And on the right-hand corner, the T and the F, like them on Twitter and Facebook.
And you know it's
a Father's Day celebration coming up June 15th.
Right, and it's a 3-day weekend this weekend as well.
Yeah,
so.
Memorial Day. And
it's never a weekend for for me.
Do you guys broadcast every day, even Sunday?
No.
No, not Sunday, but every other day?
Yes. Well, we're supposed to.
That's weird.
Sometimes nobody can make it.
Sometimes I just say no. Too busy with other things. But
I do want to mention that.
Is there a reason you're asking?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, but it's gone now.
No. Now I'm going to be thinking about it.
He's got an idea for a Sunday show, I think.
Sunday, no shows. No shows on Sunday. I do enough stuff.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about it later. You were getting somewhere.
I know. Maybe it'll come back to me.
Yeah. If not, we'll have Martin Sheen come here and he can yell at us.
He can beat it out of me.
And I am getting texts asking me about the After Dark show, Breakthrough Entertainment After Dark. I know that we continue to talk about this.
That tape that you're making.
Right. That's the sex tape is going to be on the After Dark show. It's going to be our premiere. But I don't know. That would be a terrible way to start off the show.
We are going to have an After Dark.
We're going to do something, but it's not yet. We keep talking about it to try to build hype around it. So if you want an After Dark show, if you want Breakthrough
Entertainment,
it was kind
of a joke, wasn't it?
It was a joke at first, but now people actually want it. It's kind of like the Christmas CD when it started off as a joke, and then everyone was like, "Well, how do I buy tickets to the concert? I can't find it online."
Right. So, how do I buy the compilation album?
Yeah. Exactly. So. Yeah, if you want these things, go to our Facebook site.
And by the way, if you just want to pay for one of these CDs, you can send the money to us, and perhaps we'll get you a CD at some point.
If there is enough demand, of course, we have to do this.
Well, hey, we'll do a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, absolutely. And again, if any questions about the bar crawls, any movies, the show, where you can buy our compilation CD, Dave's Random Enlightenments, or even Breakthrough Entertainment After Dark, send us an email, entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com, entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com.
So, Joseph, I don't watch a lot of TV, as you know.
But there are
some TV shows I've liked over time. Obviously, 24 is the big one that just re-debuted again for the summer.
I'm still trying to catch up.
I've never seen the show.
Eric, have you 24?
Never.
No? Really? Okay.
I'm not a big TV guy either. I just watch what's on the internet or Netflix, Amazon. Mm-hmm. If there's a TV show on there. One of the TV shows I love that was made for Crackle.com.
Yeah.
Chosen. That's a great show.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Well, 24 is back. I was a big fan of 24. I think it was my high school graduation when the first season of 24 was ending. Mm-hmm. There was a big
twist. You skipped the graduation
to
watch 24.
My graduation was the very next day. And, of course, I'm, celebrating and, getting ready and all that stuff. So I didn't watch it.
And Sheen came to your gas station and dashed your hopes.
One of my friends who was not graduating but showed up, to support us, he came and told me who was, the big spoiler for the last episode.
Wow.
And I said, are you serious? I just watched 23 episodes and now the 24th episode you just spoiled for me.
So you probably never talked to him again.
No, he's written out of my life.
I will never talk to that dude again.
Awful. I know, I hate him. I hate him. If you're listening, dude.
Who?
This dude that spoiled 24 for me. I don't ever want to see you again. Stop listening to the show.
Does he listen to the show?
I don't know. I was just acting.
Well, he's not going to listen anymore because we're mad at him.
All right. Well, of course, 24 is back. I loved it when it was on. I'd watched the first episode and I was kind of bored of this new season.
Yeah.
I hope it gets better.
I'm telling you, go to Crackle.com and watch Chosen. It's free and it's really good. It's got the first season has Milo Ventimiglia and the second season has Chad Michael Murphy. It's a really good show and the women on it are pretty darn cute.
Milo is great in Grown Ups too.
Yes, and Chad Michael Murray is great on One Tree Hill. No, I'm kidding.
Never
watched that.
Is it Murray or Murphy?
Murphy?
I don't know.
Murray?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
I said Murphy. It's Murray.
I don't know how I know, but I do. Oh, yeah, Freaky Friday. I like that one.
Well, and Catfish,
the TV show.
Say that? Do you like catfishing?
I've never been. You've never been fishing. Well,
No.
What?
Catfishing.
Have you
ever?
You're funny.
No, really.
I have no idea.
Catfish the movie. Have you ever heard of the Catfish the movie where, catfishing when you pretend to be someone else online.
Oh, I thought you were talking about exploring a female's body part.
No.
I don't know how you even came up with that one.
Wow.
Well, you know where I'm thinking right now. I have no idea. There's a movie called Catfishing?
Catfish, the movie, is about...
Who's
oh, I know what that is. Neil, yeah, that's where the... it's a, like a documentary?
It's a documentary. It's real.
I have never...
Is it real? I couldn't...
No,
I
it was real.
I watched it and
real.
I couldn't tell if that was real or
it
not.
It was real. And, you know, the TV show, I'm not sure if it's real.
It's about the little the woman who poses as a young female artist.
Yeah, and the guy wants to go and meet her. And, right. You know, he thinks that he's going to meet the love of his life, but he knows that something's...
It turns out it's a big fraud.
You know, yeah, it's just some, you know... Old lady.
Uh-oh, we just spoiled it.
I know. Well, people know it by now. I mean, that's what catfish is.
We
people
don't know to be, it. How could you
catfish
do
is,
that?
That's what it is, being... Okay, well, anyway, the TV show is back. They follow these different stories.
So it's about being scammed, basically?
Basically, yeah.
I'm going to catfish you? That's
yes.
what people call
well, that's
it?
Basically, remember that football player or something? He was catfished.
Oh, yeah, but his fake Who? Girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, his fake girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Posed,
he thought he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what catfish is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's an interesting show to see how really goofy people are and all their different neurotic problems.
Yes.
So that's on MTV. That started a couple weeks ago. And then, of course, Riot.
Riot.
That's on Fox. That started on May 13th, but that has Steve Carell. I think he produces the show, and it's got a different celebrity on the show each week, kind of like a variety show, kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
And then Motive, that just started on May 21st, I believe. That's on ABC. That's a great show from Canada. They basically have to discover, you know who the killer is. You just don't know what the motive is. And, you know, so they find some interesting ways of you know what the motive is for a certain murder or something like that, so that's a good show, and Gang Related on Fox, that premiered a couple days ago, and let's see what else is new this season. America's Got Talent, of course, starts on this coming Tuesday. We're going to be talking with Taylor Williamson in our next hour.
Is Howard Stern still on that?
Yeah, he's still on that. And Howie Mandel as well. So that you know, that's one of the things that I love about the summer. The Night Shift is a new drama on NBC. The Will Wheaton Project, I know, is on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, Will Wheaton.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, So You Think You Can Dance. I know that you know, my friend Shannon again. She loves dancing. So You Think
Tell
You Can Dance.
Tell us a little more about the Shannon. You
no,
keep
that's I just
bringing her up
because
on
we're
the
talking
air.
About dancing.
I thought you weren't supposed to mention your friends'
I
names on the air.
I can mention certain friends' names, ones that have given me approval. There's like a whole signature. There's a
what's
form.
Her last name?
I don't know if she's given me.
She gave you approval.
Shannon, do you give approval for us to
she's
see pictures?
Call in Shannon, 602-252-1480.
No.
In fact, come down into the studio here.
Yeah, I want to hear Shannon's voice. Call in.
We've actually said her name.
We have?
Chad Michael. Now, don't say it again.
Uh-oh.
All right, so...
So
You Think You Can Dance starts on May 28th on Fox. That's a reality show all about dancing.
So you probably like that?
No, I don't like that show.
Well,
no.
But you like Step Up.
Yes,
elaborate.
I love Step Up.
What's
because,
the difference?
Because yeah, I love the drama in Step Up. I don't really care about
it. It doesn't
dancing.
Make sense.
All right.
Well, how about just better than me?
The Story of My Life starts on May 29th on NBC. It's called Undateable.
Oh, Joseph.
Now we need Shannon more than ever.
We're helping you out here, though.
It actually looks like a really funny show.
Yeah.
It's called Undateable, and it's about a guy who coaches these other guys who. Mm-hmm. It's based on this book that's. Basically written by a girl that wrote about all the different, like 300 signs of that a guy is undateable.
Wow.
And so this guy is coaching these guys.
Only
who 300?
Lives
undateable.
At home with mom. That's number one.
Number one. Yes. Number two, what else?
Number two is doesn't bathe.
Doesn't bathe.
That's pretty
oh,
bad.
Man. Mm. Okay. Well, Crossbones, if you like Pirates of the Caribbean, I know Dave will be interested in this show, starts May 30th on NBC Crossbones.
Oh, okay. I think he only likes pirates because of Johnny Depp.
Okay, well, there you go.
By the way, I am thinking of moving in with my mom.
Well, it's cheaper, right?
I'm kidding.
Hang on. Eric, wow.
I would never do that.
Okay, well.
Eric, I've moved in with her.
It would be hard to bone chicken.
You're going
to
move in with my mom?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we've been living together the last year.
She lives in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
have two houses.
It would be hard to bone chicken one-one with Kathleen.
Yeah, I'll make it work.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Okay. You know, like a risky.
I'll figure
type
it out.
Of
we can start a sitcom on that. Eric and Kathleen living with Eric's mom. The things we can get from there. And we'll have Martin Sheen guest star as well.
Yes. Well, and then
and Charlie.
Yes.
Wow. ABC's got two new reality shows on May 31st. Bet Your Baby. And a show that I'd love to be on, Sing Your Face Off.
Sing Your Face, yeah, Sing you probably Your Face would.
Off. There's really a show called Sing Your Face Off?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know too
it's
much
about
it.
It's a reality show?
Yeah, I think it's a reality show.
And you haven't signed up to be on the show?
Not yet, no, not yet.
If they knew about your singing ability and the fact that you do like to sing every 35 seconds, I think you'd have a good chance.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, then Mistresses, another one of my favorite shows, starts in
Sing Your Face Off.
Mistresses, I know, Sing Your Face
I'm
Off.
I'm still stuck on the Sing Your Face Off.
Yeah. Do you like Mistresses?
I
Kathleen,
don't have one.
Kathleen doesn't allow mistresses.
Kathleen doesn't what?
Allow mistresses. To have mistresses.
It's just, you know, common courtesy that you don't have mistresses.
Yeah, it's not too nice to have that. You want to stay away from it, unless it's Alyssa Milano.
Right.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, yeah, she's in the show. It's a great show.
Mm-hmm. I love Kathleen very much, so I would never do that.
Very good. Very good. June 2nd, you're a great guy. Then on, let's see, what else is coming up during the summer?
Hopefully she heard that.
Yes. We can repeat it a couple different times.
What did you say, Eric?
At every break, I'll just say that.
Let's see, and we've got, of course, Rookie Blue starts close to the end of June. You got Rookie Blue, great show on ABC.
Okay.
Missy Pyrgrim.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big cliffhanger last year. Cannot wait for that to start again.
Yes.
A great, great show.
Somebody was hanging from a cliff?
No. Okay. Right. Now, is Dave here now?
It was Mr. Stallone.
Wow. And, so let's see. And then Under the Dome, I didn't like that show last year, but it's on CBS. Extent, starring Halle Berry, a.k.a. Yes. Storm, starts on July 9th on CBS.
Oh, she's taking it to TV.
Ah, yeah. Not getting enough movie jobs, has to go to TV.
Probably not, I know. And then Welcome to Sweden on July 10th. That's when that starts. It's all about, it stars Amy Poehler's brother.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think he created it or something like that. And so there's a lot of other great shows coming up. I'm sure that we'll, you know, when you see them, we'll have to we'll talk more about them. But
now I know it's not for this summer, but because there's been news about it recently, Scream is coming to MTV.
Yes.
Wes Craven is, I believe, directing the pilot episode.
Indeed.
So I'm not sure when that's going to start. So. Interesting.
Yeah, so a lot, and then we'll probably have a fall TV preview and stuff like that, too. So a lot of great things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, Big Brother as well. We talked to Dan earlier. That starts,
pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon, in June, the end of June. So, we've got an interview coming up after the break with the writer-director Joel Hopkins of The Love Punch. So let's take a quick break.
We do, because I don't have that on my little notes here.
I know, we do. So we'll get that
the
break.
We
do
improvise a little bit.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so Johnny Rivers is going to sing us into the break. Summer Rain.
Oh.
We just did Summer Breeze, so now we got to do Summer Rain, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I like Summer Breeze myself. No, I'd be down to hear more
Summer
Breeze.
That was Summer Breeze again?
Yeah, that was Summer Breeze again.
All right, well, it's kind of the same words, actually. This is about
Summer
window.
Breeze, it's relaxing.
See, taps at my window. See, the window.
Yes.
You don't like
yes.
Summer Rain?
I like Summer Breeze.
It's called Monsoon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, after the break, awesome interview. Can't
Absolutely.
Wait. Can't wait to talk to Joel Hopkins.
Mr. Hopkins coming up.
We'll get him on the line.
Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach.
you know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Phil Severdo, our great producer Eric Reinert in there, and my delicious Newman's Own pretzels in the house right now. And Joseph, what song is this?
Well, Dave Clark 5 is singing us into the segment, Here Comes Summer. Okay. Oh, that was nice. That was like
perfect.
Well, yeah. Here Comes Summer. Summer, right? Because it's on its way. It's getting warmer.
I know day of school for my kids was just this week.
Yeah. Most of the kids are out. Yeah, yep. Colleges, all that good stuff. And yep. Then, of course, with the summer movie season in full force, joining us coming up here, writer-director Joel Hopkins. And Joseph, tell us a little more.
Yeah, well, hold on 1 second. I just want to preview our next hour. Remember, we've got some more summer preview stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, then we'll also be talking with Taylor Williamson from America's Got Talent.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to, you know, hear about that.
Yes, without a doubt. But Joseph, tell us a little more about Mr. Hopkins.
Tell us some more, Joseph.
I'll tell you.
Joseph went mute there.
I'm sorry. I'm
he was eating
there.
His fudge stripe.
Oh, hold on a second. Okay.
Now on Breakthrough Entertainment is Joel Hopkins, writer, director of the new romantic comedy, The Love Punch. First of all, Joel, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Let me tell our listeners a little bit about the movie. In it, Pierce Brosnan and Emma Thompson play a divorced couple who, after their pension is stolen by an unscrupulous businessman, reunite to steal it back. So, Joel, this is actually the second time that you've worked with actress Emma Thompson. The first time was, of course, in Last Chance Harvey. She had to have left quite an impression on you to want to work with her again, right?
Yeah, she's quite some girl, and I'm very lucky to get to work with her twice now. We did Last Chance Harvey, and we enjoyed working with each other, and we wanted to do something else, and so came up with this idea. We wanted to do something a bit more playful than Last Chance Harvey, so this is our effort.
It sounds like you wrote this role in The Love Punch particularly for her. Did you?
I did. That's how I work with Emma. I've done it twice now. I think we had a cup of tea and we talked about fun people for her to play opposite. And I think she came up with the idea of Pierce Brosnan. And as soon as she said it, I thought, oh, that sounds fun. Not immediately obvious, but the more you thought about it, the more it made you smile. And then I just had to sort of go away and think of a story to put them in. They're lovely in the film. One of the things I'm most sort of pleased with and proud of is their chemistry in the movie. It's got a real sort of classic screen couple feel to it. Dare I say, Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn. That was the idea, and I think they've got a lovely rapport.
Yeah, okay. But Last Chance Harvey was a drama, whereas The Love Punch is a comedy. I'm curious, what encouraged you to jump genres?
Um, don't know. I think it was to again, wanting to do something different. And my first film is a film called Jump Tomorrow, which I would argue is more in the tone of The Love Punch. It's more goofy and playful. So it's, maybe it's sort of coming back to my more natural setting, maybe. But yeah, no, it's just to sort of change things up a bit. And it's a film where you kind of have to leave your cynical hat at the door and jump on board and go with it. And if you do, I think you have a sort of great ride.
Yeah. Okay. So are comedies easier to write and direct than dramas, or vice versa?
I increasingly think comedy is much harder. I was using this analogy, sort of imagining yourself at a dinner party and you're telling a story to the table, and somehow, I don't know, telling a serious story about something that happened would fill me with less, I would be less anxious, but trying to tell a story that amuses and makes people laugh, I don't know, fills me with more fear. And I think, in a way, you kind of have to put yourself out there a bit more. You're more vulnerable in a way. You're sort of saying, look at me, I'm funny, I'm going to make you laugh. And I would be more confident that if I said I'm going to make a really dramatic, dark, truthful, realistic film, I don't know, I feel that's easier to do.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good analogy. So, at the end of the day, if viewers were to come away from watching The Love Punch with some sort of general theme, lesson, message, or idea, what do you hope that might be?
It's about two people who were once in love and for whatever reason fell out of love, and through an unfortunate thing that happens to them, their pension is stolen in a sort of business scam, and they have to team up to go after what's rightfully theirs. And in the process, you know, they start to feel things for each other again. That's the sort of romantic side of it, and it's that sort of idea of can you fall back in love with someone, I guess, which I think is a nice idea. I think Last Chance Harvey, I think, was about falling in love with someone sort of late in life, and this is again, I guess, late in life, but falling back in love with someone. Is that possible? Second chances. Instead of last chances, it's second chances. But people should know, I don't know if people have seen Last Chance Harvey and expecting this to be, it's definitely a lot more goofy, and I really want people to sort of, embrace the goof.
Embrace the goof. I'm going to use that as a pickup line because I'm pretty goofy. Anyway, Joel, the flip side of that last question is what you yourself took away from the experience making the movie. Did it take you? Did it teach you anything in particular about yourself?
No. I mean, I feel a lot more vulnerable after this movie than I did after the last one. I don't know why. And it's a joyful comedy, and I feel a lot more sensitive after it. But just keep at it, keep going, for me personally, just keep working, keep trying to work. I get very quickly lose the momentum, and because I sort of write, I'm writing my own scripts, it takes a lot for me to get back on the writing treadmill, and I just got to keep going, keep at it. my takeaway, but that, yeah, it ain't over.
Nope. And I know it's not over for you, so we look forward to having you on the show again soon to talk about your next project. But in the meantime, we want to thank you, Joel Hopkins, writer-director of The Love Punch, for taking the time to talk with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment, and we wish you the best of luck with this weekend's release of The Love Punch.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
And thank you very much to writer-director Joel Hopkins, The Love Punch, and great stuff there.
Yeah, thanks. I got to get back on this other mic. That one was uncomfortable, but... I don't know.
Well, this one sounds a little better.
Do you like this mic better or the other mic?
You're good where you are.
I'm good where I am? Okay.
Well, what did they say? So embrace the goofy.
Embrace it. You know, he didn't laugh at my joke. Why didn't he laugh at my... Embrace the goof.
It wasn't funny. No,
what?
I'm kidding. It was okay.
That's a good pickup line. So you were giving me pickup lines earlier, so I think I should go up there and say,
you know,
hey,
what the best pickup line is?
Embrace the goof. What?
In all seriousness, is no pickup line.
No pickup line.
Just be yourself, man.
Oh, what? Now you're sounding like Dan Giesling.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Look at all the action he probably gets.
I know, he probably gets. Well, he's married. He's married now. So.
Well, right. Exactly.
He didn't have a showmance, though. I don't know. I would love to have a showmance. Would you like to go on a reality show and have a showmance? Do you even know what that is?
I think so. Yeah.
You have a romance with one of your castmates.
Exactly. Yeah. Wouldn't you like to do that?
No.
No.
Wow. That was just like it would turn
to straight drama right away.
I don't know. I think I'd love to have a showmance.
One of the greatest
sex tape, isn't it?
One of the greatest showmances of all time was Bridget Nielsen and a fellow man, Flavor Flav, right?
That Cirilla show. Life. Oh, yikes. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was some action.
That was weird.
Yeah.
There's been several people on reality shows who have gotten...
The Brady Bunch guy. Christopher Knight.
Christopher Knight and
Adrian something.
Adrian Curry.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Rachel
That's
Riley.
That's the only show that I've seen reality-wise,
well,
really.
Rachel Riley, we were talking about her earlier, she actually met her husband, Brendan, mm-hmm. on Big Brother.
Oh, the redhead that you
Yeah,
like.
The redhead. She met her husband on Big Brother. Huh. So, I mean, sometimes these things work out.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean, because you never know when things are going to happen, right?
Well,
so you
got to
open yourself up to opportunities.
Well, that's how it happens.
Yeah, and of course, then sometimes...
Don't try.
Exactly.
No, really.
Very good. No, I agree. I completely agree. You don't try. You just be yourself.
That's what Hitch and many Hitch have
I know,
been telling
they gave me some
there.
Great advice, uh-huh. and I'm sure that Taylor
How come you won't invite him into the studio?
Their contract, they can't talk on air. That's the sad mm-hmm. thing. They cannot talk on air. They got this deal with another radio station or something like that, I think.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So somewhere in New York, something about
that. What good are they?
Well, they're good for me, just not for our listeners. But mm-hmm. I'll relay the advice. Hey, we should have like a relationship advice thing from me. I will deal out
from
a
from the guy who's undateable,
you'll,
right?
You'll harm like everyone out there.
Yes.
With that.
If you have any questions about relationship issues, I am here. Give us a call 602-252-1480. You know, after the break, we can I will give you some advice. If anyone's got any relationship problems, Dr. Love is in the house.
Well, you probably will cause more problems.
Probably.
It's
but you
okay,
know what
though.
I'm curious to see if this actually works. We should like throw this out there. Seriously, isn't it funny?
It is.
No idea what I'm doing, but I'm sure that I can solve other people's problems.
That would make it good.
Yeah, so give us a
call. Actually, most people out there really don't know what they're doing.
If you have any questions about your relationship, 602-252-1480. And I especially if you're a woman and you don't think you're in the right relationship,
well,
especially give us a
for
call.
You, yeah, because yeah, you know she'll be vulnerable. And, you can get some play.
Yeah, then there's... Yes, exactly. And Clint Black is going to sing us into the break.
Yes, he is.
Summer's coming.
Egg is.
I have no idea. Right when the summer are coming.
Yes.
I'm the first one standing in line, Greg.
You are.
Mm. Work until the sun doesn't
You know
shine.
Me, I can't stand country music, so.
Come on, this is a good one, actually.
I have my headphones off, trying not to listen. But, Clint Black, I guess it is. This is Break the Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPHX. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls.
contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.